producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Pope has spoken, but is he sending the right message? Donald Trump says Fox is sending a message, and he's getting it loud and clear. They're in the tank for Jeb, so he's not going on that network anymore. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Certainly we're going to zig and zag in a few other directions besides what I just mentioned. However, the Pope is the big play, the buzz in the backyard. You can't go anywhere, whether you're walking down the street, at the checkout line, pumping some gas, grabbing a paper, or doing whatever you normally do in your usual or unusual routine. Everybody wants to know what the Pope is saying, and it's not just the Catholics. So the Pope, pretty much in Washington, D.C., on the South Lawn, speaking English, urged the church to welcome immigrants, and to the big buzzword was flee narcissism. Do you think we're narcissistic? So he did speak in Italian to the bishops at St. Matthew's Cathedral. He did touch on the sex abuse scandal, but not in a very super big way. The hot topic, immigration, and of course everybody wanted to hear what he was going to say about that. He said, don't be afraid to welcome them. I am certain that, as so often in the past, these people will enrich America and its church. The problem is, how are we paying for them? You know, that sounds good. Oh, the sea of humanity. But who's paying? And the Pope didn't tell us how we're paying for all of that. Not at all. So this is just the very beginning of his trip. Remember, the big thing is addressing both chambers of Congress on Thursday, heading to New York, doing a little UN thing, doing an open-air mass in Philadelphia, so there still are more visits in between as he moves in a couple of different directions in Washington, in New York, and in Philadelphia. There are other things that are happening, too, on the political trail. Donald Trump came out on top again, shocker, in a Fox News poll. I guess the biggest news was that Jeb Bush lost more points. Carly Fiorina gained more ground. Ben Carson's still in second in this poll anyway. And Trump said, you know what, I'm not going on the air anymore on Fox because it's clear that they want Jeb Bush. They don't even talk about the polls. There's no reason for me to be on this network anymore. Fox shot back and said, hey, we canceled Trump before his boycott. So the war of words continues between the television network and the leading Republican candidate. He announced on Twitter he was boycotting them. Fox said they had canceled his scheduled appearance, and it wasn't the other way around. So I think they're going to continue to squabble over who did what to who. It's like a wild marriage, that's for sure. Let's go out to Sally, who's listening to us in Aberdeen, Washington on 1450 AM. Hey, Sally, how have you been?
I'm fine. I think it's funny, too, about Fox and Trump. But anyway, that's not why I called. I told your screener I wanted to talk about Pope Francis.
Sure.
Okay. I am a Christian. I'm not Catholic. But I wanted to ask you, have you ever looked through a telescope or owned a telescope?
I have. I do own a telescope, actually.
Okay. Well, as a Christian, I have been following this blood moon tetrad that have been happening. And we're scheduled for one on the either the morning of the 27th or night of the 27th, morning of the 28th. I don't know what, but it's a super blood moon. And Pope Francis has a telescope. And I was watching this thing about 3D mapping, you know, holograms. You can do it on any surface.
Sure.
And the last blood moon was in April. Fourth month, fourth day was Passover, and the blood moon happened on that. Because that's the phenomenon, is that these four blood moons happen on Jewish high holy days. So anyway, I was thinking, well, what really happened? They didn't say a lot in the news, so I did some digging on my own. And I found out there's a whole bunch of things in April that happened to the earth during this time of the blood moon. You had sea lions washing up on the shore. You had 2,000 sea lions died, 25 washing up on the shore. We've had starfish disappear from our west coast. The oyster beds are bad. The bees have died. There was terrible storms. Chicago, a little town called Rochelle. I mean, just the whole month of April looked like awful around this country. Now, some people would, you know, say, oh, that's climate change. Well, I don't believe in climate change. But the Pope has a telescope, and I found out that there's a blue, he can put a blue beam in the sky that makes it look like an alien ship. And that was in the report I was looking at. It looks like, and so do you remember War of the Worlds by Orson Welles?
Yes.
So I thought, what is going on with this administration? I thought, are they trying to create a alien invasion like Orson Welles? You know, a lot of people thought that was real. It caused a lot of pandemonium. I wasn't alive during that time, but I've heard about it, and you probably have too. And I thought, what is going on? And then, too, they have the power through computer and animation. They're making sound weird sounds in the sky, like trumpets. Because, see, this is biblical. There's going to be trumpets. And I thought, this is so weird. But there's videos out there, people all around the world hearing these strange noises in the sky. Are you aware of that?
I am. I am aware of it. I know that there are a lot of people that believe in a lot of this stuff that's happening. And as you said, you're seeing it. And, yes, I am aware of it.
So I guess I sound like a theorist conspiracy.
But you're only the third person. Only you did it on the air. But I had two other people call me today and tell me about that. Is it coincidence? Is there something more to it? Like you said, is it a conspiracy? But it is interesting. There's no question if you add up all the things that happen. And it's just the timing, you know, the timing of everything. And you're right. There was this conversation. It was on a Christian television network where they were talking about it. And that sort of spread from there for sure. Hey, Sally, we're up against it, but thanks for the call. And so Sally isn't alone in that. There were other people, and I can't think of the name of the network now, but there were other people that were paying attention to some of the programming that they had and the coincidences crashing into the Pope's visit and the prophecy of the super blood moon. It's a kind of a rare celestial show, and it's above the Americas, Europe, Africa, West Africa. It's crazy wild, right? The blood moon. Stay with us.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Luke Vargas, always a treat to have him on. He joins us from New York. He covers the UN. Hey, Luke, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
So the big news, as you know, is, and coming to New York, is the Pope, who right now is in Washington. But so far, we haven't heard too much from the Pope. And it's interesting, you sent me a note, and we also have China's president on the West Coast. So what an intriguing time, I think, to be in either place or be in either one of these two for two different kinds of visits. So what have we learned so far from either one of these visits?
Not much from the Pope yet. The action to watch Wednesday from the Pope, because Thursday he'll actually go in front of Congress. He'll speak in English. Today he is going to huddle with bishops. And I spent most of Monday interviewing various advocacy groups on behalf of those who were abused by Catholic priests around the country. And they were very pointed in saying, look, we praise the Pope for the things he says about climate or income inequality or the poor, but he speaks about those issues because speaking about them is all he can do within his power. But they say the Vatican is a monarchy, and the Pope has virtually limitless power to be able to actually take steps to address the sex abuse crisis. And there is not a lot of optimism that he will take them. But the call going out this week is that they want him to take a global view of this, say there is zero tolerance for abuse on the Catholic Church around the world. They've already thus proclaimed zero tolerance in the U.S., but that's not the case. Many countries around the world where the power differential, if you will, between priests and parishioners is even greater than it is in the United States. And they want the Pope to declare in the United States that bishops should be forced, as I believe 30 of them have already done, to put online the names of the publicly identified abusing priests. So again, they say these are actions he can take, but they are worried that his rhetorical gifts will allow him to sort of paint a picture of a much more rosy view of the church than they believe it deserves.
Wow, interesting. So we'll pay attention, obviously, to that. And then later in the week, the UN address. There must be massive expectations for that.
There are, and no pope has ever addressed the United Nations in this capacity, so it's sort of unprecedented. I won't get a chance to sit in on the address to Congress, but I will be there at the United Nations address. It's not during the regular General Assembly. It's for the signing of the Sustainable Development Goals, which are a 15-year bunch of development targets, everything from hunger to various health issues that the world is trying to agree on Sunday. So he's there to rally excitement for that. But again, I think the thing to watch from the Pope, and I don't think it's necessarily a political issue, though it's talked about as one, is climate change. Here's something where he sees eye to eye with President Obama on, and you can expect, at least compared to the sort of tight-lipped nature of the Pope's visit to Cuba, where he disappointed some by not speaking out more against the Castros, you could expect him to be more candid here in the United States with, I would guess, the blessing, if you want to call it that, of President Obama to do so.
All right, so we move now to politics of a different sort. Hillary Clinton, it was announced, or she announced yesterday, we talked about this on my show, that she was opposed to the Keystone XL pipeline. She hadn't talked about it for years. Why did she suddenly open that Pandora's box?
It seems to be very political. The polling really shows, and Pew polling indicates that the only political group in the United States that actually opposes the Keystone Pipeline in significant numbers are solid liberals, as Pew calls them, who are opposed, overwhelmingly, about 60-20%. The other, groups here are much more in favor of this, but it's those solid liberals that she's been struggling with. And you look at the constituents that Bernie Sanders has been targeting, even Martin O'Malley has basically since the inception of his campaign, and he does have more, I guess, political room to be able to make those proclamations, but has been very much opposed to Keystone. So Clinton starting to align herself a little bit more with those solid liberals that she really desperately needs. But again, I mean, it seems a little strange. She has previously maintained very forcefully that she must remain on the sidelines on the issue of Keystone because to avoid complicating basically the decision-making process that she had been directly involved in. So again, that argument seems to be sort of bunk now because she, hasn't waited for a decision from state or the White House, before making her own views known. So sort of, I would say, an unabashedly political decision here.
The and another Hillary Clinton deal, and of course this has been the big deal with Hillary, and she's going to talk to Congress about Benghazi, we know, etc., October 22nd. But the FBI has said that they found Hillary Clinton's private emails that her staff claimed that they deleted. So, wow, what do we know about these new reports?
This is a Bloomberg scoop, and it's currently sitting sort of on the second page of the headlines. I think that will probably change throughout the course of this week. I'm sure there will be more people from this investigation, if this Bloomberg report is leading us towards the truth, who will want to speak out and clarify what's actually happening here. But according to Bloomberg, the FBI investigators who were probing to figure out why there were classified emails on her private server, even within those 30,000 emails that were released pertaining to work, they were scouring around the server and they found a portion or all, we don't know exactly what percent, of those emails that were supposedly deleted, those private ones. We believe they are now going through those emails. And look, on one hand, the fact that these emails have been found, the fact that this could maybe happen a little bit earlier, that this discovery isn't a late-breaking discovery in the campaign, could work to Ms. Clinton's advantage. But again, it's really the contents that matter here. You can be sure that if the word Benghazi turns up once, even in a private conversation that doesn't have anything really to do with politics, that this is going to be another severe trial for Ms. Clinton. So again, this is a Bloomberg report. It has not been corroborated by other sources, but if true and if confirmed, this will open open up the new chapter in the Hillary Clinton email debate, and it will probably be a long and exhausting one. These have not been, you know, unlike the work emails, which were already sort of pre-sorted by her staff, and some had been handed over to committees for months. These private emails, these 30,000 or so, are completely unedited. So it will begin probably a multi-month-long process of searching through them, FOIAing them, if and when the FBI will confirm that they actually have them. This is not going away.
Boy, no kidding. And we just have a minute or so left, but I have to ask you this about Russia and this airfield that popped up in Syria from the satellite images. Wow. So now that's two additional military bases. What is going on with Russia and Syria?
Well, you know, I will say there are a few things fueling this. The first is that the Russian military is ready. They've been on sort of a war footing with Ukraine, and they've got lots of equipment. They need some place to send it. The second is that the Assad-Russian alliance is very strong still. Putin has been a steadfast backer of Assad since the beginning of the Arab Spring, and that hasn't changed. And the third is that the U.S. strategy to combat the Islamic State seems to be floundering, and it's pushed Assad against the fences. You know, the little progress that the U.S. has had has primarily forced various terrorist groups, including al-Nusra and the Islamic State, further west, which is right into Assad territory. So they put in the call to Russia. These three bases are being built. And unfortunately, I think this is a trap for the United States. A lot of the Russian weaponry going to Syria would not actually be useful against the Islamic State. It's anti-aircraft, anti-drone weaponry that you think is sort of a provocation to the West and the United States. Either join us in helping to defeat the Islamic State in a Russian-led coalition, or in a very real way, risk American lives in the continued American-led coke campaign in Syria. So again, I'm viewing this quite cynically, but Russia is all in a way that we have not or do not seem to be willing to be able to go.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, Luke Vargas, thanks so much. As always, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Take care.
And as Luke said, I think I agree with him. I think that Syria-Russia thing is very big. And, of course, we're not going as far. But ultimately, what does that mean for Russia? And why are they doing that? And it's quite obvious. And then we certainly know what's happening with the relationship that Putin has with Assad, without a doubt. And there were some interesting other things that Luke threw out there, including, you know, in talking about the Pope and how people are responding to his stance on priests and abuse and what the expectations are for that, and will anything come of that this week in the United States. And I agree with Luke. I don't think we're going to really – I think those people are not going to get what they're hoping they'll get from the Pope. But we'll see, because it's kind of close to the vest. We haven't heard a lot about what the Pope is actually going to talk about. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Blood news, the Pope. Perhaps your frustrations with your representatives, or maybe something completely different like cheap movie reviews. Perhaps you escaped it all and saw a fabulous movie and you just can't wait to tell us. If you send me your cheap movie review to americatonight.net, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. It's just that easy. I have seen a couple of movies. I saw M. Night Shyamalan's The Visit, and I also saw the Whitey Bulger story, Black Mass. And I have to say, both were really good. They were really good. I don't go to movies for a while, and then all of a sudden, boom, I had a little burst where I had a friend that wanted to go see The Visit and said, oh, it's going to be too scary. Can't go alone. I need you and your husband to be my armchairs on either side. That's never good if somebody tells me, I can't go to this movie, it's too scary. Will you please come to help me? Okay. So, anyway, this movie, The Visit, actually was really good. And I think a lot of you that listen to the show would actually like it. It was scary in a way, but it was a good story. It wasn't crazy, crummy, like horror, dripping, just bloody teenager nonsense. It wasn't that kind of a movie. It was more like a dark comedy is probably a better way to describe it. So I would give it a thumbs up, absolutely. When it streams, you can catch it then. And the same thing with the Whitey Bulger story. If you like that story, how, I shouldn't say like, but here he was, this notorious criminal in Boston, and he escapes. How does that happen? How he escapes, but he escapes the grip of the law as they desperately wanted to nail him. Everyone around him is ratting him out. He flees and finds refuge in California. And he's in California fine. There's no problem. He's part of that. He's the crew. He's basically the head of the Winter Hill Gang, as it was known. And he's ultimately indicted for 19 murders. And they started looking into him really in the mid-70s. So just hang with me for a second. So he escapes for 16 years. He's in the wind. He's on the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives list. And then he's arrested outside an apartment in Santa Monica. He's there with his girlfriend. He was 81 when he was arrested in 2011. Then he was extradited. And then the rest is history. I mean, this is it. He's in jail for the rest of his life, however long that's going to be. I mean, but how crazy is that? That there was a tip-off, finally, somebody recognized him. But otherwise, he was going unnoticed for all that whole time in California. And he was, and finally they were tipped off, and that was it. They nailed him. I'm sure he was shocked. He comes out, it's like, oh, the jig is up. I had my 16 years of freedom, and now it's all over. You would think if you could get away with it for that long, you would find just the darkest hole you could get into and just disappear. Just disappear. I'm going to bring this up, since this is my random segment, where random things are coming at me like the speed of light. I guess if light's fast, right? I've heard that expression. I have not explored it, by the way. So I happen to read this. Somebody actually sent me a link to it. And they're looking at this Arlington, an employee at the Arlington National Cemetery, who had two fuel cards used to maintain some cars that were there, assigned to the most prestigious, famous burial site we have in the country, I would definitely say. He got caught using the cars to fill up his own SUV. One of the cars that paid for the gasoline was assigned to all electric cars, and he was using it. He doesn't have an electric car. So anyway, in the end, Bobby Bennett Harris agreed to a plea deal with federal prosecutors in Virginia for theft of government property, 2 years of supervised probation, 9 days of confinement, and $5,000 fine and restitution for the $5,354 he acknowledged stealing by using the gas cards. What a crazy blunder. And I bring that up because, was it really worth it? He loses his job, is tagged with all the things I just said, for $5,300 worth of gas. So the Office of the Inspector General has closed out about 260 fleet card cases. And check this out. They've recovered about $2.4 million in our taxpayer money between 2010 and 2014. Because people that have these cars, where they get these cards, are then using them to fill up their own tanks. Oh, it takes all kinds. You know, it used to be that they would say, you can't even, don't steal toilet paper, don't steal pens, but you got people stealing gas. And these are just a few of the places where they're finding fraud. Can you imagine? There is so, so many more. In the meantime, while that's going on, in Arlington, and he's busted, because he's too dumb to realize he doesn't have an electric car, you have another form of corruption. And you wonder how often this kind of stuff goes on, right? And I say this on the show a bunch, that you can have an impact on your local elections, on your statewide elections. I really think it's dicey presidential-wise because of Electoral College. But otherwise, I think you can have a great impact on the people who control the purse strings and so much of what affects you and your family. So I was reading the story about the former mayor of Arcadia, California, who's been accused of using his position to lend credibility, if you will, to a company that's being investigated by the feds and the state for scamming hundreds of thousands of dollars from victims. About 10,000 people in the U.S., including 3,000 in California, invested in this company, this Arcadia-based U.S. Fine Investment Arts. And there are also about 80,000 victims in China who invested $160 million in the company that claimed to sell a new digital currency called Gemcoin. And they said it was backed by amber gemstones from mines in the Dominican Republic and Mexico. So what they were promising is just a fairy tale. It wasn't a real investment because they would never have it realized or returned. And some investors, I guess, were told for every dollar they put into the company, they would receive about $64 when the company went public within 6 months. So 640 times the investment principal. On its website, this company claimed that the people who invested $2,000 can increase their investment to $5,200 in under a year. I mean, come on, give me a break. So it sounds good, huh? So enough that people were sucked into it. It's just enough to get enough people pumping the money into what is this fake investment. I mean, essentially, it's a pyramid scheme. And investors are get rewarded for bringing in stakeholders. And they were especially targeting Chinese nationals looking to get U.S. citizenship. So that would be, you know, the money thing. Wow. And I say wow just because it takes all kinds. And if you package it, sell it, really confidently make it sound like it's something, you're going to have people in line. And that's what happened here. And this was a mayor who was really pushing this company. So then you wonder, okay, what's he getting? Because he had all these people that were believing in what he was telling them. And could he have been that gullible that he just got sucked into it? Or did he know what was going on? And how often does that happen where you have somebody in a position, especially in a city, where something that they're doing, something that they're swinging in one direction or the other, can affect what happens in your neighborhood or can affect you personally, I guess, depending on what we're talking about, zoning or some other thing. In this case, we're talking about somebody just really endorsing a fraudulent, flat-out fraudulent company. And then that's a question of what did he know or what didn't he know? Is it possible that he was sucked in and duped like the rest of them or not? And that question remains to be seen, at least in his case in Arcadia. So as I said, this is one of those kind of random spots where I'm thinking about a couple of different things that have perked up or hit the red zone anyway on my meter. You may have your own. What's random to you that you want to throw out? Send it to me, americatonight.net.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Wait to hear about our next guest. There's a big performance, an artistic performance called Backward March, The World Backs Down to Iranian Terror, that's scheduled coming up in New York, and I'm going to explain a little bit more about that. I'm going to let Mookie Tenenbaum explain about that, as he is a renowned conceptual artist. He led the first backward march, if you remember, about this in Buenos Aires. Got a lot of attention back in July. And this one has to do with the coinciding with, rather, the Iranian president who is addressing the UN General Assembly. So you can imagine this is a protest against the Iranian regime. Mookie, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
It's my pleasure.
So, first of all, tell us about the plans for the Backward March and how you pull that together.
Well, basically what we're going to do is on Monday, the 28th, at 9 a.m., we will be leaving from the West Highway and 42nd Street with 24 people who will be walking backwards. From on 42nd Street, from that from the west side till the Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza, which is on 2nd Avenue between 46th and 47th Street. We will walk all down 42nd Street until 2nd Avenue, and then we'll turn left and walk there, where we will be, those same walkers will start drawing with the walk, with the backwards walk, the 2008. And while they will be there, I will be reading the names of the victims of the Iranian regime, people who were murdered by them, including those 85 people murdered in 1994 on the attack on the Jewish community in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Yeah, so tell us what you're hoping to accomplish. Why do this? And I think it's obvious some of what you said about reading the names. So explain that a little bit more.
Well, this is an art performance. You don't achieve anything in the art performance but grasping the attention. Now, when you see people walking backwards, your brain does not feel it does not feel comfortable with it because you are not programmed to see people walking backwards.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you that even though I came up with the concept and I did it before they did it the first time in Buenos Aires in July, I could not see the impact of it, even on my own eyes. It's really distressing on you and makes you think. You see, we are really being hacked as human beings by Iran. Our program of our head, trying to look for tranquility and peace and not looking into things that are disturbing. It's a hack. We're being hacked by them, and by doing this, people have no other choice but to stop, look, and think. But what I can achieve with that? Well, I think that if I get people to think, that would be a very big achievement for any art piece anywhere.
Yeah, I agree with you about the. It's interesting, the mind really processing the backward walking for sure. All right, we're speaking with renowned conceptual artist Muki Tannenbaum. And Muki, did you happen to see President Rouhani's conversation on 60 Minutes earlier in the week?
No, I did not. I read about it. I was on the plane when he did. So I just read about it in the newspapers.
Do you think that what's happening is the deception? Do you think there's a deception that the world is hearing one thing in what he says, and then as you were talking about things that are happening there, atrocities, there's the other thing that's really going on?
Well, I can give you an example, a very, very recent example. In 2013, Argentina and Iran agreed to have a commission, an investigative commission about Iran's role in the bombing in 1994. Iran signed the agreement, Argentina signed the agreement, Argentina ratified it in its Congress, and Iran did about it absolutely nothing. They never fulfilled the agreement. You see, Iran executes people, not agreements. And this is a fact. The talks, the nice talks, those wordings remind me of 1938 with Hitler and Chamberlain. It's always the same. Those dictators use the yearning for peace from the other side, and then people fall in that trap. This is my personal opinion about it.
And do you think the Iranian deal is a bad deal and shouldn't move forward?
I think, first of all, they will never keep the deal. So if it's a good deal or a bad deal, it's really a moot issue. They never keep their agreement. There is not one agreement in which Iran, even in the past, keeps their word. The only case when they keep their word is when they are threatened and when they are in a weak position. But when they are in a strong position with $150 billion being released to them, I don't think they will keep the Iran deal. So the Iran deal could be good or bad, but they are not going to execute.
Yeah. If people want to see the march, there's a lot of people in the East Coast listening to us. Tell us again where they should go.
They either can come with us from 9 a.m. We will be walking from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. to go through 42nd Street. That will take probably 2 hours because walking backwards is extremely difficult. In fact, you have to be trained for that. And we will be arriving at DAG at about 11:15, and we will be there in DAG until 12:30. That's, as I said, the 2nd Avenue between 46th and 47th Street on the east side.
All right, Muki, thanks so much for coming on, and good luck with your backward march. I think a lot of people will be paying attention. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, so a little bit more on Mookie Tannenbaum. If you look him up, there's a ton about him. He is Argentinian, by the way, so you know that. So thus, that's, if you think about the first backward march. And his work is, as a conceptual artist, his whole thing is about state and freedom and those kinds of things. He placed a ton of ice once in the Plaza de Mayo in Buenos Aires and named it placebo. He also caused, and that was kind of controversial, he also caused controversy by publicly projecting the chest and backs of six half-naked ballerinas in two video spots. One, a popular Coca-Cola TV ad where a polar bear played with a baby seal and shared a Coke with it, while in the opposite one, you had a polar bear that hunting, and bloodily, because that's what was where a lot of the controversy was, devoured a baby seal. And he's known for this. He's very, very, very well known. Obviously, he's known for these protests, but other things too as well. Kind of an interesting character, there's no question about it. He won a huge award in Argentina for something else that got some attention, an art piece that he designed called Paranoia. And this was back in 2008, and a lot of his works have been displayed abroad or individually in Argentina, that kind of thing. And it's interesting. He even created kind of a little bit of a movement, the delusionism movement, if you will. And there's been a lot of discussion about that. So kind of, but certainly interesting. And I think this backward march will definitely draw some attention. It's a small protest, in a sense, when he's talking about the 24. But because of what he's done before and the fact that people know that this is specifically against the Iranian government, I think even more people will pay attention to that. And again, it's the 24 performers led by Mookie Tannenbaum who did the first backward march, and it was omission accomplished. That happened in Buenos Aires back in the summer. The New York City event is sponsored by the Argentinian Jewish community and a couple of other folks too as well. And the whole thing is coinciding, the backward march from the Hudson River to the UN. It's coinciding with the Iranian president's visit to New York City, where he has a point, you know, what we talk about here on America Tonight, with the amount of hostages that, like even the deal, the Iran deal, four American hostages, including a Washington Post reporter. And now you have the release, of course, of money, which I've talked about ad nauseum, I'm certain, here on America Tonight, how crazy it is that whole economic sanction thing now just frees up all that cash, which will change things in Iran. So interesting stuff. Backward march. Stay with us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.